With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A stunning story from Capitol Hill where Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has announced she's resigning from Congress.
Representative Greene, in a more than 10-minute video posted online, explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C. and just never fit in. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months, as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. Donald Trump branded her a traitor and wacky and said he would endorse a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. Greene says her last day will be January 5th. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump says GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene couldn't have survived politically without his endorsement.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived the primary. But I think she's a nice person.
Republican strategist Aaron McGuire advises patience for those concerned about the economy.
Removing these barriers and making housing more affordable, removing barriers to make food more affordable, that's the affordability revolution that Donald Trump is leading that will boom the economy come 2026.
Mark McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer expects redistricting efforts around the country to continue.
They've been doing this for a long time, both sides, I would argue, and we shouldn't say it's Republican, Democrat. It really is. What's the majority in your state? They are going to draw a map that they believe best reflects what that population is and how they protect their majority. And that's just a fact of life.
U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war say they spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and who told them that the peace plan that Trump is pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list. This is SRN News. Europe's churches are burning.
The Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe has released a new study that indicates the number of arson attacks on houses of worship has doubled. There were 94 attempts to burn down churches on the continent in 2024, twice as many as the year before. Meanwhile, there were more than 2,200 separate attacks on Christians and their property last year, with the most taking place in France, followed by the United Kingdom. Michael Harrington reporting.
A warning from the outgoing mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, appearing at an event in Israel this week, says if I were a Jewish New Yorker, I would be concerned about my children. We need to be honest about the moment and cannot sugarcoat it. His comments come in the wake of Zuhran Mamdani's victory in the mayoral election this month. Mamdani is a Muslim who is very critical of Israel and has expressed support for the global intifada. This is SRN News. A man with a knife was shot and killed by police at a St. Louis airport yesterday.
St. Louis County Police spokesperson Vera Clay said that at about 1 a.m., officers at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport noticed a person in an area where he shouldn't have been and refused to leave. Clay said when officers tried to get him to move, he showed them a knife. Officers used tasers, but the man continued to advance towards them. She said an officer then fired his gun, fatally wounding the man. There were no other injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Clifford Lee was driving on a New Mexico freeway, and he had his Tesla in FSD mode. Due to the poor visibility and the incident happening at dark, he didn't realize that a truck had gone into his lane and was coming straight at him. The self-driving mode kicked in and moved his car, his Cybertruck, onto the shoulder. Lee believes he wouldn't have been able to react in time if he was driving the Tesla in self-driving mode. SRNNews.com.